All right, let's dive right in. You're running a dental practice, and you know as well as anyone that getting patients to say yes to treatment is no easy task. It's not just about increasing revenue, it's about providing the care your patients genuinely need. Yet, the numbers tell us there's a gap. Many recommended treatments aren't getting booked. So, why is that? And more importantly, how can you improve? Think about it this way. Case acceptance isn't just a percentage. It's that moment when a patient looks at you and trusts that what you're recommending is the right thing for their health. Most practices aim for an 85% acceptance rate on simple, single-visit treatments. For more complex, multi-visit plans, you'd be looking at 50 to 65%. But the reality, national averages hover around 50 to 60%. That's a lot of untreated issues, more than just numbers. It's about patients not getting the care they need, conditions worsening, and down the line, costs skyrocketing for them and your practice potentially losing credibility. So, why do patients say no? Here's the thing. The breakdown usually isn't in the diagnosis itself. Most dentists get that right. It's how the information is communicated. It's about framing the value and ensuring the patient feels comfortable during that critical decision-making moment. Let's walk through this. First off, urgency, or the lack of it. If a patient doesn't feel a pressing need, they're likely to delay. You might say, there's a crack in your tooth. But if they don't understand what that means for them 6 months down the line, it gets put on the back burner. It's like telling someone there's a nail in their tire but not explaining it could blow out on the freeway. Then there's trust. If a patient feels rushed, unheard, or like they're being upsold, trust takes a nosedive. Especially on first visits, patients want to feel like they're being listened to, not just processed. And when costs surprise them without context or options, that's a big red flag. It's not that patients can't pay, it's that they won't pay for something they don't fully understand or believe in yet. Now, let's talk about time and structure. Some patients need to mull things over, but without a structured follow-up, those cases slip away. No follow-up? That's a passive no. You're essentially letting them walk out with unresolved concerns. Finally, the conversation itself. If it's all about procedures, codes, and numbers, patients disconnect. They need to see how treatment affects their daily life, comfort, and confidence. It's about making it personal. So, how do you flip the script? Paul Homily has this great insight. Patients don't just buy dentistry, they buy relationships. It's not about being a technical expert. It's about being a trusted advisor. Move from presentations to conversations. Use plain language. Talk about their situation, not just clinical findings. What's happening? What does it mean for their daily life? What options do they have? Lead with empathy and you'll earn that yes more often. Key communication principles. Use their words to reflect their symptoms. Explain consequences in lifestyle terms. Ask permission before diving into recommendations. Can I walk you through what I found and what I'd recommend? And when you pause after presenting, let the silence do its work. Don't jump in to justify or discount right away. Respond to hesitation with curiosity. These are skills you can learn and coach into your team. Speaking of teams, the treatment coordinator plays a pivotal role here. In practices where case acceptance shines, the dentist diagnoses and introduces the treatment. Then, they hand off the baton to a trained treatment coordinator. Why? It separates the clinical from the financial, letting each role focus on what they do best. The coordinator's job isn't to close the sale. It's to remove barriers and help the patient feel confident. They restate clinical findings in plain terms, walk through financials clearly, introduce financing as a normal part of the conversation, and set follow-ups before anyone leaves undecided. Without this role, the doctor or front desk often juggles inconsistently, and that's a hidden cause of lower acceptance rates. Now, let's look at how you present treatment. It's not just about content, it's about structure. A rushed, disorganized presentation leaves patients with too many questions. Here's a structure that works. Start by acknowledging why the patient came in. Ground the discussion in their concerns before going clinical. Share findings using images or footage. Visual evidence helps them see the problem. Explain consequences honestly. What worsens? What costs more? What impacts their quality of life if they wait? Then, present options, leading with your recommendation. This gives them control without undermining your guidance. Invite questions, then move to financials. Don't mix the two, it creates confusion. Walk through costs step by step and frame monthly payments in terms of weekly or daily expenses to make them tangible. Ask for a next step, like a scheduling option, instead of just a yes. It's a smaller, easier commitment. And when it comes to financial barriers, addressing them without defaulting to discounts is key. Discounts can undermine perceived value. Instead, offer financing options as a standard part of the conversation. Normalize this by saying, most patients choose one of these two options. It removes stigma and offers manageable solutions. For large plans, consider phasing work over multiple appointments or payment periods. Present the full plan first, then offer phases as a practical path forward. And in-house membership plans? They can strengthen acceptance, especially for patients without insurance. They offer a structured, trustworthy financial relationship. So what's next? It's time to take action. Start by assessing where your practice stands in terms of communication, trust, and structure. Implement some of these strategies and see how they can transform your patient interactions and case acceptance rates. And if you're looking for more personalized advice, consider booking a free strategy call at northmedia.org. They can dive deeper into your practice's unique challenges and opportunities. Remember, new episodes drop weekly on Spotify, so stay tuned for more tips and strategies to help your practice thrive. Until next time, keep building those relationships and making a difference in your patients' lives.